Before the election.
I just want to get started. We'll see. Okay, let's get started. So, Hamitzah 19. Hi Shetzivonu. The way it is in this is Ibn Tibbin. The way it is in Ibn Tibbin is Levochoy Yisale Acher Kol Achila. Okay. The issue, first of all, of the issue of the Seder over here is why did the Ram jump to Birchas HaMozon at the moment is very interesting and perplexing, okay? I have some ideas about it, but I'd like to read it again next week before I, you know, what I'm going to deal with it. But, you know, until this point, we're okay. And this is like the last one of this thing, because now we're going to base after it was basically just a whole new world, okay? And it's all issues of Kabbonis, okay? The Rambam over here, in the question is, first of all, what's Levochoy? Okay? Is it Levochoy? Okay? So if you look at the Arabic, okay, it's Niskra, okay? And that Arabic is the same word which the Targum, the proper Targum is Lehoides, as the Kapok says. And Lechayr is correct. See, go back to Shuris Chi. He says there are mitzvahs which are ba'amira. And in the Rishima, he has a mitzvah called Lehoides Loi. Okay? Lehoides Loi, and that's Niska. Okay? Okay. So Lecheira, it's not only Mikra Bikurim, but it's also Birchas HaMozon. Okay? And just an aside, which actually, I mean, I'll just show you, just tell you this, you know. You know, so I was looking around, and, you know, I'm Sadi going over here in the 11th mitzvah, okay? You know, the Seder is very interesting. It's similar to Ramam, different psukim, different nusach, whatever it is. But he has, V'achas esloi lohidis loi ala teva. So he's getting ready for Birchas HaMozon, okay? Lohidis ala teva shenosan loch. No. Then he says, V'zeis kegoin mikro bikurim. I don't know what kegoin is, okay? Kegoin mikro bikurim. She'omo ve'amata Hey, love, he got to tell you. See, he doesn't, the Birchas HaMozon is not mentioned by him. We'll see about that, okay? So, but it's Lehoides, okay? Interesting is that the question is this something like the Gemara Brochas and Lamed Hayam and Aleph, the Tanur Rabbonon, Kodesh Hilulim, Lashem, Malamish, Yitunim, Brocha, Lifneim, Lachayim. We don't know if they're filming the Birchas HaMozon also, or Brocha Ach Mein Sholish, but it's talking about Hilul, which is very similar to the Lashon of Lehoides. So we don't know if we know anything from that. But the interesting thing is that every other place, and that's probably what caused Ibn Tibbin to do what he does, every other place that the Ram discussed the mitzvah Levorich. For example, you look at the in Perik Aleph, Chuzbochas Aloch Aleph, mitzvah say minatoy Levorich, ach achilas mozen, shem vechalt besavot avachtas shem elokecho. Minyan akotze, yutes, Levorich ach hamozen, shem vechalt besavot avachtas. Protei mitzvahs. But we don't know. We know he's supposed to be Mavorach, but who is Mavorach and what is Mavorach, it doesn't say. Okay? So in the Prote Mitzvahs, the beginning of Hilchos Brochis, like this, Hilchos Brochis, Mitzvah say, V'hi Mavorach es Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach Achila. Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you understand that that fits together with Uverachto Es Hashem Elokecha. Okay. So, and that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra, L'chayot. When the Bab Mitzia seems to also go like that, the Bab Mitzia on Kuf Yud Dalam and Aleph, Uma Bal Choyv She'ein Mesadrin Machzirin Hekte She Mesadrin Ein Din She Machzirin Oma Kro V'Shochav B'Sal Mosei Uverachecha Yotze Hekte She'ein Tzorch Brocha. So the Gemara asks, V'loi, V'oksiv, V'chalte, V'savote, V'rachta. So it means there's a tzorch broch in hektish or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what's going on in Birchas Hamazon. And it's referring to Birchas Hamazon. That's very clear. So the question is, the Chazora, what's lehoidais and what's levorech and what exactly happened over here? Correct. That's I didn't do any. The facts are facts and they're nice, you know. So it can go like this. So I was only wondering that maybe one can suggest when you're talking about a brocha for Mr. X, it might see you mevorach him, you give him whatever the shefa, whatever brocha is, but you're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's tied in with Hoidah. Without Hoidah, it doesn't make any sense. And it's a Hoidah b'tzuras ha-brocha. And I have to explain this, but the question is, if one would say, "Moidim anachnu l'cho shepilneis eisano," are you to bichas mos mederais or not? Or you have to say dafka like minyomin raya, brich rachmona moed haipita. You need. Is Moed Haipita, there's a Hidor in it, and there's a Tzuras HaBrocha. He's the Baal Alechem, Moed Haipita. So all this, so before we get started, if you're ready to accept this whole business, the Chumra of Chaim Volozhin then has no place anymore. Because they sell of Chaim Volozhin that you shouldn't say Tzum Mishal Ochalnu and Zmiris. Because it's designed after Birchas Hamazon. We have all the brachas, so you can't make Birchas Hamazon afterwards. But if Birchas Hamazon is Stam Hidor, I understand what he's talking about. But if it's a bracha, it's a Hidor but Tzuras HaBracha, you have nothing in Tzum Mishal Ochalnu. Okay? Now, what do I mean? There's a very interesting thing. Okay. In the second bracha on Birchas Hamazon, the Ram says in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Birkas Haaretz, Tzorch Loima Hoidoya B'tchilosa U'B'Seifa V'chisim Bo Al Haaretz V'Al Hamazon. You need Hoidoya B'tchila and Hoidoya B'Seifa. And say the tefillos nusach birchas hamozein, the bracha shni, the Ram says noide lecho Hashem Elokeinu unevorech chomalkeinu ki hinchalto es avuseinu es chemetov v'chovo bris v'seira al sheitzon me'eretz Mitzrayim v'zav beis avadim al teros shematon v'chachashu adatonu al kulam Hashem Elokeinu onu moidim loch. There's a hoidah together with a bracha. So this, you know, that's the idea that a Hedor by itself is not enough, and the Bracha by itself, to our Kodesh Baruch, is only meaning in terms of Hedor, whatever that means. So the Ram, that's it. You need both a Hedor and a Bracha in the Tchila and the end. That's what the Ram Lechel is referring to. And it's a shurim, I would say, it's a shurim in the Hedor. I'm so much more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Evorcha Yisrael. It's a very different type of bracha than you give to a Hedit. A Hedit has nothing to do with Hedor. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha is rooted in Hedor, and the bracha is a shurim in the Hedor. That's what I would suggest. What?
And the Zemer.
So what does it mean? I know that. Okay? So you want to, what does it mean?
Make a bracha,
no? It's a command to others to make a bracha, but no one did anything. The Zema only commands them that they should do such a thing, but nothing happened. I know the problem. And that's why I didn't mention it, but whatever. Beseda? Okay. The question only is, there's a very strange thing going on of Chaim Volozhin. It's known, Rav Chaim Volozhin says the bracha is basically a tefillah. We remember, Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes the Raya from Bracha, in Brachas, Dav Zayim and Av, the Tanya, Omer Bishmol ben Elisha, Pamach as nichnasti, lahaktik teres, lifnai v'lifnim, v'isi, Akatriel ko Hashem tzvokos shu yoshev al kisei rom v'niso v'omar li Yishmol b'ni b'ocheni omarti loy yirotzoi melefonecho sheyich b'shu rachamech es kascho v'yagul rachmecho al midesecho v'tisnagim b'necho midas rachmim v'tikoneis lehem lefnim mishu zadin. Venenili Bihoishoi, the Kamash Malon, Shaloite Bikas Hedikalabenecha. So Chaim Volozhin bases everything that he has on this Gemara Brachos. But you know, you ask yourself, okay, let's accept it, okay? But I ask yourself, you look at Birchas HaMazon, you don't see a reflection of this at all. And that's the tefillah of Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no tefillah in Brachas Birchas Hazon. But even if you say that the tefillah is al yechsalonu, okay, that's a tefillah. I don't know, that's a tefillah for us, but it's nothing to do with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Okay, maybe you go lachmecha, be yosecha. The only problem is that if you hold that it's basic and that's what every, that's the ganze meisa, Rav Sadi Goin, if you look at his Birchas HaMazon, Al Yechsalon was not there. So I'm not sure how, what all this means, okay? So I want to suggest something. So the Gemara, however, you look at all the information we have, you look at the Gemara in Brachas, and you say, Ech kamo chaykim yimeni. How does all this fit together, correct? I'm not going to all be showing them and say Brocha is Lashon Hilul or whatever. So what happened here?
The problem is the Gemara says Birchas Hedyot and it's talking about a tefillah. That's the problem.
He says, Yishmol b'ni b'ocheni. That was his bakosha. And this tefillah was the Brocha. And there's no hoidor, there's nothing there, correct? It's just the poshet, the tefillah. And it's a tefillah that the Rabbeinu Lishlam Shema, that his midas rachmim should be kevish, whatever, okay? Now, Hashem ina liyodi. I must say, it's not from my word, b'kiyus. But I'll read to you this, and then we'll see where we're standing, okay? The problem is a problem, correct? Comes Tshuvas Hageinim. Mosafia lik simen kuf tezayim. V'omer b'seinu, b'kabola shebiyodom, shebizman shenema aloi, v'kurosi b'shem Hashem lefonecho, niru loy l'moyshe rabbeinu, b'teich hakovit shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kidmu shliach tzibur, m'utav, shi'urid lifnei hatevo, shenema, v'yavo shalapono v'yiko, oisei hakovit, Hashem, Hashem, kelachum v'chanun, noitz v'chulei, noitz chesel ofim, v'chulei. V'miyad, v'yamayim moish v'yokor ha'atza v'yishtochu. See, look, you know, what I want. Oisei sho, limeit sey de tefillah, kashe heru min ha'shamayim. V'zu tefillahs tainis, sheheru loy l'moish ha'rabeinu min ha'shamayim, de sheispalo bo ha'shori b'doichek. Okay? That's the backdrop. The oid oisa shah shoma tfila acheres ko milifne hakovid oimer yihi rotzoi milifne milifonai shiich peshu vachule vehaven Moshe Rabbeinu shekach roi levakesh milifne ashchina. The kachoy advorim biyodom, haloch lemoshe misinai, haloi tire, kiven sheror Reb Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Okay, I'm not namish there. Okay, correct this. This is not like kiven sheror Reb Yishmael Kohen Gadol covered Hashem Elkei Yisrael b'riyas halev b'veis kodesh hakadoshim kashero Yishayo u'michiyo shoma kol v'nei covered. Yishmol b'ni bolcheni. Pirush. Here's the point, okay? The Chuvus again. Pirush. Pirush. Brocha zu. Shevach. V'halil. Kedichsiv. Bochu Hashem malochov. Ukishem sh'onu. Oimim tomid. Baruch kvoid Hashem mimakaymoy. V'kivin shenosan birkas hashvach lifnei hakovoid. Hispalel oisa tfila shohoye biyodam alochlam shmi sinai. Sheshoma oisa kashe omalnu. Uposach v'yom yihi rotzen. So b'kitzah, it's just the opposite. It's a Kabbalah of the Goyim. The tfila is not the bracha. Okay? There's something left out. There was the bracha. He did do the bracha, and he said afterwards this. But a bracha is Lashon Hilu and Shevach. And this is exactly what's going on in Bracha Kodesh Bracha. And the bracha is the shulim. That's what I want to say. What's going on is the shulim and the Hilu Shevach. It's not Stam a Hilu Shevach. It's a Hilu Shevach of bracha. It's a very important tshuva zagoinim. Without this, you know, you left with a point. You know, the Chayra. You know, you don't find any reflection in this Naram. You don't find the Vishayim. You know what it is. Almost like Chaim Volozhiner, you know, Yoshev, I found the Gemara. Everyone made a mistake, and this is the chat, okay? The truth is the Gemara clearly less like that, but the truth is Agadin clearly doesn't know it like that, correct? So this is very important. I want you to know, until this week or last week, whenever I found it, I had no idea of what to do with Chaim Volozhiner, okay? Kachi dachu shoteya. Okay, next. Beseda, correct? Okay. Then it says, okay, at mitzvah 19, shehich zivonu levolchoi, which lechayre really means lehidis loy, yisale acha kol achila. The call, in the Ksavya, it's Arabic, whatever, okay, good, but it's call. Okay. This is very odd. Kol achila. Because the Ram says in the Prati, the Chayr is la bedavka. Okay, kol achila. It's a very strange lashon. Kol achila. In Hilchos Brochos, in the Prati mitzvahs, mitzvah say achas v'levorech es shem hakodesh baruch hu. Ach, achil, it doesn't say kol achil, but it doesn't specify. But achila itself is a very strange thing, because achila is not the mechayiv. Mechayiv is the chmozin, or something like that, right? It's called the chmozin. Me and akotzer seems to be more meduktuk, because it's me and akotzer, and I say it, levorech acher hamozin. Shenev v'chalt v'savot v'achta. And Hilchos Brachos, mitzvah say, min ha-Torah, levorech acher achilas mozin. That l'chos is more exact. I mean, you know, we only have what's in front of us. But l'cheira, the word mozin is also not exact, because the mozin is lab dafka lechem, at least Rabbi Akiva learns it, and the one who quotes mozin in the chiyu b'chasa mozin in the Mishnah is only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, in the Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Akiva oimer, afilu ochal shelek, v'hu mezeinai, mevorach achav gimel brachos. Okay? So I'm just leaving this itself, because I don't want to, it can be marach in this, but I'm not sure that this is the point, this is the place for it, okay? But this, I think, is holach v'yod, what just the words here, okay? Now, the Pasuk says, the Ram says, V'yochalte v'savote v'achta es Hashem, correct? So it says Tzviya, correct? There's no mention over here in the Nusach HaBrocha of Tzviya. And that's very odd, correct? So I have a suggestion. I want to suggest that it is true you require Tzviya, but the mechayiv is achila. Svia is a shi'urim in the achila. Or it's a tnai, whichever way you like it. And also you get the impression like that in Mishneh Torah. Because you read Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Luchos Brachos, mitzvah seh min ha-Torah levorech ach achila zmozein. V'eino chayiv min ha-Torah then kein tzava. It's an extraneous tnai. So the mitzvah is after achilas, is a shuim in the chiv. That's why he quotes Svi only at the end, as like a rider. However, Rabbi Gershon in Eichin, Adav Dalam and Alf, is matzma that Svi is part of the etzmachayiv. He says like this: Vi ochleisim shekupa behem. Malamet shekohanim oichlin umabaylim miskaprim, v'ho achila chayvehi, v'lo tiboy zimun, k'mashma v'chalta v'savote b'sviya tolu achmona, v'ho esnayu. B'sviya tolu achmona. So, it's mashma that's mamish the etzim achayim. Okay, b'sayim, it's not the gaitas. Well, this is the Rambam, okay?
The fact that they were machman themselves to be mevoyach for a kezayis is better than the etzim chiyuv should be the mazon.
I understand, you know. It's certainly, you know, a sa'ad after everything's said and done. The question you have to ask yourself, look back and see how strong it is, but, okay? Now, next, okay? I was very perplexed over here. And let me just ask you, Birchas HaMozon D'Raisa, okay, you have to do what? You have to thank the Brother Shalom for the Mozon, and you have to talk about Eretz Yisrael with D'Raisa. We'll see about that, okay? Isn't it a little odd? See, I would expect it over here that the Rambam should have written, V'yachalta v'savota v'achta es Hashem v'chulei. As Kedalkei, when he tries, when he wants to have a expression that there's something more going on over here, I haven't quoted the whole pasuk. That's important for us, okay? And here he stops Es Hashem, which really is only a reflection of the first bracha, correct? Okay? Now, you find a similar thing in Hilchos Brochus, Perek Av, Loch Aleph. Mitzah Seh Minatera, Levorach Ach Achilles Mozin, Shenema V'yachalte V'sivote V'rachto Es Hashem Elokecha. Okay? I don't know what difference if you vorach Hashem Elokecha or Elokecha, or Elokecha, but say that. Okay. See, I couldn't even imagine that you had to Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Rambam has over there, you need Hashem Havayah. Okay? We have to know the Rambam doesn't quote Minyom in the Raya. Then he said, Bruch HaChmona. We have to know what happens over here. But you know, there are two different issues. The question is, how you Mavoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which is one issue, okay? But there's another, the issue that I'd like to focus on now is what happens to the rest of the Pasuk. And the truth is, I'll be frank, if I would ask you to translate the Pasuk into plain English, or you'd ask me to do it, I can't do it. Because it says, V'yachalte v'sevote v'achto es Hashem elokecha. So, M'yvoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? Oh, it's a Tov Hashem. As they say Yiddish, ain't vort klap mit zveta. You know, it doesn't jive, it doesn't go together. It's like it's completely disjointed. So a priori, since lachera they learned there's a sepechim brocha for all it, whatever it is, I would have said it's kilu is a vav. There's a vach Hashem elokecha, and then there's a brocha on the olet or something like that. Two different things. But I just pushed. I didn't see anyone talk about how do you read the pasuk.
Doesn't the Rambam say that in the middle of the Torah?
He does. Okay, if he does, then Adrabah. I don't remember that. I must have noticed it. Adrabah. I probably noticed it and must have forgotten it. Maybe I had it. I'm sorry. I just I was trying to do too much this week. I might have had it in my notes somewhere. But this lechayer, this is what you have to do. I'll come back to a different part of the Ramban later. Let's jump that out. Okay. The Minyan HaKotz is even stranger because it says, in your test, Levorach, Achamoz, Shnem, Vachalta, Visavote, Verachta. Then we say, who are you, Mavorach?
V'tam ala oretz atov, k'mo v'al oretz atov.
Come on, what?
V'tam ala oretz atov, k'mo v'al.
Yeah, but where is he talking about? Derech HaPshat, or where is he going? It's at the end where he mentioned Derech HaBaseinu?
Yeah.
One second, no, that's important. What? No, he mentioned Derech HaBaseinu. Is it before he mentioned Derech HaBaseinu or it's afterwards?
I think it's afterwards.
It's afterwards. One second. He mentioned, where's Derech HaBaseinu? One second.
HaBaseinu Kiblu.
HaBaseinu Kiblu. You go to the time. So this is probably where I saw this, because I saw this on Ramban. I just forgot. You'll see the second part, okay? Correct. So it's V'al. It's above, right? It's Kiel is above there. But only when Ramban says it. Okay? So I'm sorry. Okay? This is above. Correct. Okay. We'll come back more. Okay. Let's say that. Okay, now, so the question is, what about the rest of Birchas HaMozon? So the Rambam is very clear in Mishneh Torah that Birchas HaOretz, Koileles, Birkas, Bin Yerushalayim is a deraisa. How do I know that? Because the Rambam Perek Beis, Birchas Bokas, Aloch Aleph and Beis, say the Birchas HaMozon in Kachi, Rishon the Birchas HaZon, Shni the Birchas HaOretz, Shlish is Bnei Yerushalayim. Revis a teva meitiv. Boch rishayna moisha benu tikna. Shnia, the Yeshua. Shlichis, okay, don't dub. This, whatever. Okay, apoilim, shoyosin, molocha, etzabalabais, viocho piton, ein voch levonel, mevochen leachas sudosin, shtei bochas bovad, kalivatlu, melechas balabais, boch rishayna kitikna. Shnia pesech, bebechas oretz, vokoilibo bene yishlai, vokoisim, bebechas oretz. Vim hoi oisim, visu bovad, meisim, mevochen. So why Poland is Pashas is they're Poland because the Broch is the Reisa, and that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara says in Brochas Memheim Beis. Tony Chadoi no, I'm the Shuach Idoch Beguna. Lokash Obenishlo B'Shav Brochas. Abaye oni bekola heichid lishmu polim delekaime delekhumu datteva meitiv lav deraisa. That they made love the rice. So means until the point, Paul Mukhiv and the rice. So Lachay are two different things. The Achta is Hashem Elokecho, Alo it's a Tevo, Hashem Nosan Loch. But if you look at the Tevo, Lachay are two separate Chivim. There's the Achta is Hashem Elokecho, Alo it's a Tevo, and Alo it's a Tevo basis one Tevo, is one Chiv, because the Tevo, which we learn at Bichus Yerushalayim, is an adjective, which is somehow explaining the Oretz, correct? Or going or explaining more of a reason why you have to Meshevach. So therefore we understand very well why you kill the Birchas Yerushalayim in Birchas Oretz. So we'll see about this one, okay? If you think about it, hello, the second bracha in Chefsa is a Hidah, correct? There's a Hidah betchila, it's a Hidah b'seif, and the Rambam is a bracha betchila and a bracha b'seif. Okay. Now let's examine that bracha in juxtaposition with Bnei Yerushalayim. Okay? In fact, we'll even do better. We'll see how the Rambam quotes Nusach of the Brocha Shlishis, okay, in Nusach Tefillah. Listen to this. You know, part of it, part of what we normally say is completely left out, okay? The Ramban, even itself, the Ramban Kufi Gimel, I think, in Shabbos, asked about that part, why is it there? He says, maybe it should have been Nazon or something. We'll see. Okay, then again, I'm not talking. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecho, Ve'ayishalayim Yirecho, Ve'yatzir Mishkan Kvodecho, V'al habayis hagadol v'akvel shishim cholov, u'malchus dov mishichecho, tachzir l'mekoimo b'yomeinu, u'v'nei Yerushalayim b'kolov, kashe dibarto, v'ruch ato Hashem, bo'nei b'rach meves Yerushalayim. Period. Elokeinu, ovinu, zuneinu, that's not in there b'chlal. The Ramban asks what they're doing there. Okay? But even so, where is the Hidah here? So let's now. So I would tell you that the Brocha, the Teva is not a separate Machayev of Brocha. And that's what we see by Polim, that a Polim loisim lachas balabais, uvoch lachas ushtei brochis, luvad, klesh luvad, broch rishoyne kitikno, shnir pusech vabo bebichas oot, vokol vabalei yishalai, vachoysim bo bebichas oot. So I think in what happens in hatevo, as an adjective, right, it's not a separate broch, really, midiraisa, okay? It's not a separate bracha, you don't require Hidah Midoraisa. Okay? Okay. But you have to somehow talk, say something. What a question, how do you know what you're supposed to do? But the Ram only has a tefillah about Yerushalayim. So, because the Hidah is on Ha'aretz, and there's a Sabakosha on Yerushalayim. That's what basically you have. This is not like the Rashba, because the Rashba says in Brochis Mem Chesam Abayis, Ubavadi, the Koyim Jekibush Ha'aretz, Ubin Yerushalayim, Lo Ha'yo'imrim, Kimat Beish Ha'omru, Li'acha Kibush Ubinyan. Kmo She'ein Ono Oimim, So what did they call in Kibush Oretz? They mispal for Eretz Yisrael or something like that. It doesn't say explicitly, okay? But there's nothing basic There's no basic difference between the two. But he doesn't say why after we left Eretz Yisrael we don't ask to get back Eretz Yisrael. I guess we have it or what? You know, it's a very strange thing. Yerushalayim we don't have, and Eretz Yisrael we do have. Okay. So this is what we have. So it's all very strange, but L'cheira, there is a chiyuv. We don't know what happened to it. You can't deny it. Why the Rambam leaves that out to we don't know. But there's a chiyuv brocha in Hidah on Mosin and also on Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim doesn't have that. Yerushalayim somehow has something, and we have to define what it is and what does it mean exactly. Because the Rashba says that when Yerushalayim was Kayim, you were misspelled in your shrine should remain Kayim or something like that. Okay, next. Next. What does the Rambam want here from the Tisefta? V'loshit Tisefta birkas ha-moza min ha-teira. Correct? I would have told you that the Rambam's bothered by a basic problem. That maybe v'achalte v'savote v'rachto is tam sipur dvorim ba'almo. And that it's a tzivui, we only know that from the Matiki HaShmua that said in the Tisefta the Birchas HaMozen Deraisa. Because the Sipur Dvorim, what is the proper way? How, what we should do when we get to Eretz Yisrael after Yerush Sa'oretz? L'man Tichyun Revisem Uvosem V'Yerashtem Es Sa'oretz. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi b'tzavcha hayoyim in the beginning of Eke Ches from Aleph to Chof l'man tichyun l'visem, and it goes v'yamcha v'echo v'ho maisa. So what's going on? So at the end of the whole story, simuchas l'bosem alecho l'agav yodato in l'ovecho ki kashe yase ish es b'noi Hashem alokecho yasreko v'shomart es mitzvah Hashem alokecho l'orech b'drocho v'l'biyo oisre ki Hashem alokecho v'viyecho ha-eretz nachli moyim. You know, right? Then it goes on. Pentochal. He says they did. He shomocho. Pentishchach is Hashem Elokecha. Levil tishmo mitzvah yisov mishpatov. Either it should be this way or that way. So that's what Ramban says. In the beginning, when he's going derech hapshat, ki sisko avodis mitzrayim v'inu amidbo, v'kashe tochal v'tizba, be'oretz hateva, in Eretz Yisrael, that's what should happen. And that's what he ends off. Ula, but in the meshech, he says derech abiseinu, and it's mitzvah, derech abiseinu, omu, kibu, su mitzvah say, v'tamo, u'suvorech as Hashem alokecha, v'chein, Vasisa Makala Gecha, in that plural, that future tense, in the second person, is a command. Vasisa Fesach, Lashem Lokecha, Lokach the Mishmir of Rabbin, Vetamal Oret, Kamoy Al Oret. Yitzavish Vokhena Bokol Ace, Shetisba La Teva, Valoret Zazaloch, Shantleno, Lacho, Lolomim, Vesisba Betrev, Vihine Chilva Mitzazes, B'chol Mokum. Why B'chol Mokum? Because according to the other thing, it's according to the Derech HaPshat, it's only a suggestion of the way you should act in Eretz Yisrael, the proper way of acting. This is not a mitzvah. Okay? Question is, maybe this is Rav Sadik, because I didn't see B'chol Mokum Rav Sadik. Okay? Okay? And the Rambam holds it so central, it's in this first set of 19 mitzvahs. Well, the question is why, whatever it is, you know, the basic idea before. I'm not going to spread it out to you. You know, I'm not going to discuss it more about Rikos. But the Rambam basically has exhausted all the mitzvahs of Mada and Ava over here. And the ones that he held in Mada that are not from Ikrei Hadas, he left out. Like after we can go through each one. He held that the even though Novi, as you say, the Adas, but the El of Tishmon is certainly not, you say, the Adas. Okay. And Tshuva, you might have, the question is, what's the link with Korbonos? Okay, whatever. Okay. And then he basically has everything in Ava, because Kohanim, he throws with the Mitzvah Kohanim. Mila, the Rambam is constantly vacillating throughout his life. Where do you put Mila? And here in Sefer Mitzvah, he puts Mila together with the Mitzvah Pri of Rivi in the Suyin. It's an amazing thing, okay? And in Mishneh Teira, he throws it in Ava. And I think in Moreh Nevuchah, if I'm not mistaken, he puts it in with Yisui Bia, with the type of, you know, everything. You can go through all the different ones here, but the Rambam has... So I'm just wondering, how did this fly in over here? Okay. Now we're starting a whole new world. Okay. And this will go to other bits of Avodah. Avodah, what do with Mikdash? Either we Mikdash or very similar to Korbanos. So there should be a lot of mitzvahs coming on now. Okay. Okay. He shetzivonu livnois base avoida. Okay? This became clear. That's a clear translation of base avoida. Right? Because it says abada in the Arabic, right? This is the base avoida changed before. It's a mamakseid, and it's a muchan Hashem, as is the Mishnah Torah. It's a base avoida. And the question is, what? And then he continues, and he has a long diatribe over here, a long discussion of Boy Yakrova, Vavoros Eish Tomid, the Elef Tia Licha Valil Regal. This is a very, very poor translation, okay? It's basically Saye, and it's some type of Kapach Elevet Pinia. It's some type of that you're involved, or your thought is directed to it, or something is directed to it. Okay, but it's not talking about going anyplace, because you can't talk about a lila regel va'kibitz b'chol shana. Doesn't make any sense. At the end, we're talking about the alil regel. Okay, here we're talking about something else. Okay, now. Let's continue. But if I ask you, what is Avoida? Avoida is Lav Dafka Krova. How do I know that? Because the way you read this, Sivonu Livnois base Avoida, colon, and these are an expression of Avoida. Both Bo Yakrovos, it should have ended, correct? Vahavos Eish Tomit, okay? That's not a Krova, okay? But it's an Aveda. The Elof Tia Halichu, if you know what that is, what's the Aveda in that, okay? And then Vakibas B'chol Shono, and that's a Lil Rego, correct? Okay, now. Next continue. Vuhu omra yisale v'osli mikdash. V'loshin sifri sholish mitzvah is nitzdavu Yisrael b'knisos la'oretz. Livna Islahem Melech, Livna Islahem Beis Abachira, Lach Zara Shalom Molech. He nizbaya shabinya beis bechira mitzvah pnei atzma. Okay. So, and that's there's no doubt about the translation because this is the original Arabic. It was original Hebrew in the Arabic. Okay. So if you read it and you think about it, the Rambam is struggling with something. Whether Beis HaMikdash or Beis HaBechira is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And he's proving from this Sifri that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And the interesting thing, which is an aside, which is not negate to anything, but you see this time and time again in the Rambam, it's a Chagamon Sanhedrin. The Chaf something, right? Second Perek of Sanhedrin. That this exact same thing, Sholosh Mitzvah Nitzavu. So why is it called the Sifri? Why not the Gemara? The Ram's opinion is that Stam Sifri and Sifra and Mechilta is the Pirush Mekubal. And you could use the Pirush Mekubal to tell you something about a mitzvah. If the Pirush Mekubal, the Matiki Hashmur, the author of the mitzvah, that's much more. When you deal with Psak Halacha, then you talk, you go to Talmud Bavli. But you want to know what the Mesera was in the Pirush Mekubal? The point is, that's what all the Sifra, Sifri, and the Mechilta are all about. Okay? Now, Sigmar Sanhedrin, Chofa Mebeis, Tanya, Abi Yisirim, Sholosh Mitzvah Nitzavu. He doesn't quote that. Chofa Mebeis. Okay? Suggestion over here. The Rambam is out to tell you that there are those that will see who they are and what they are, that Beis HaMikdash is not a separate mitzvah. If you recall, we had a Shurish Yud that you don't count Hakadomis to other mitzvahs. Okay? We don't count the Afiyah from Lech Maponim or the Tlikik HaSoles, right? We don't count the Asiyah Sakteres. We don't. Correct? Whether the Asiyah from Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen Zayis, for Shemen Lamor, for Menera, it's only a Hakadoma. Okay? There are those that felt, I think, that Beis HaMikdash is only a Hakadoma in order to makiv korbanos. But it's not a Chaloshem b'fnei atzmo. And that's the Ram stresses, mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay. Then I want to tell you, if that's the case, if that is correct, okay, it's even more than that. This is why is Chol Arichis over here at the beginning of telling you Beis Avoida, and he's telling you that it's Boti Akrova, Boti this. And I will explain to you in short. You see, you know, people say, Ram the philosopher, well, he's Aristotelian, not Aristotle, the philosopher, he's telling you Taimi Amitzis. The Taimi Amitzis, or whatever Taimi, whatever you want to call them, and whether that's the translation, I'm not interested in that now, but whatever it is, that's not the place in Mishneh Torah. I mean, Sefer Amitzis, correct? So he's telling you something which is helpful to understand what he's trying to do now. He's trying to have Minyan Amitzis, or tell you what Nusach Amitzvah is. And this knowing that Mikdash is Boti Akrova, okay, that's very important. And he's trying to explain to you, and I'll tell you how he's doing it. He's trying to explain to you that it's not Akdoma. And we'll see later soon who says it is Akdoma. And I'll explain to you why. If you remember, I think I discussed this in the 14th Shurish already, but I'll say it over again fast. The Ram clearly says, at the end of the 14th Shurish, when he says Hakdoma to Minyan HaMitzvahs, that the mitzvah Makrova, all the mitzvah Makrova, not knowing Bizman is Ekson of a Mikdash. Correct? So he asked the question, Makriva Nafishen Bayis. Okay. Correct? So, if you recall, I related to you that I once had a conversation with Rav, going back from Maria, when he was talking about the Zayd Rab Chaim, about the Sfiris Oime, that Rav Chaim says the Ram Pasuk is that it's a Deraisa, because Makrif Mavshirim Bayis, it's like an Onus, the same way, basically, Chaim, you want Makrif, okay? So, I remember him just saying in the car, just, I don't know if I would ask no question, it is, but he was just, you know, he was like, it was almost music, excuse me, like he says, I don't understand the Zayde Rav Chaim. Does he actually, is it true that Beis HaMikdash Kayim and Beis HaMikdash Kayim is the same? Ay, Hamatamum, Bekotchim, Bezman Azeh, Zayn Oloike, Ay, Makrivim Avshem Bayis. So he says, the Kiyum of Makrivim Avshem Bayis is a Kiyum Pguma. It's not the same. And he said other examples of whatever it is, okay? So what the Rambam's saying over here, is that the Mikdash itself, it's just the opposite. It's not that the Mikdash is akdoma to these mitzvahs, but the Mikdash is part of the Mechayiv. And if you don't have the Mikdash, it's chosur on these mitzvahs. And that's the reason why it's a separate mitzvah. And he's using this, he's first using a logical argument, and then he quotes Chazal. That the Sifri, and that's what he wants over here. That it's it, there's no Aliyah LeRegel when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and I'll go even further. I don't have a rayatis. Aliyah LeRegel, the Rambam, they have rayas and Rambam. Okay, Hakrov, we have rayas and Rambam at the end of what? But in Eish Mizbeach, I don't know. You know, see, let's say Luyitzur Makrivim Avshirim Bayis, and you would build a Mizbeach. Is there a mitzvah of Eish Tukad? I would say no, according to Rambam, but you know, I can't prove anything. But then, what is Elav Tia, this Hasaya, okay? So, it's, see, you have to understand something. The Rambam said that it's Beis Avoida, right? So, all these things are expression of Avoida. So, I would say the direction of Tefillah, not necessarily the physical direction, but the intellectual, the emotional attachment, to think, because the Gemara basically says that Suma, that's the Rambam does, that Suma, even if he's, that's really the bottom line. And Shlomo, that the whole, the Rambam says in Mitzvah, hey, that the reason that Tefillah is, Ivdu b'mikdasho is dach Tefillah, and the whole centrality, is Kol Shebe'al Shlomo, the whole centrality of the mikdash is the tefillah, so I would suggest this avodas tefillah. Okay, so it could be that you can mispalo even without basically. Then it might be a problem that the tefillah. That's why the gemara has to have, and that even mizman shebeis ain't base on mikdash, because it's really not. It's not the central. It's not the issue. That's what Shlomo is tefillah. So all this is that. Then I would just add one thing. Okay. I just want to tell you that basically who are the culprits that say not so, I would suggest. Because you look at Halachas Gedolos and you see in Mitzvahs Kum Vaaseh in Halachas Gedolos, there's no mention at all of Beis HaMikdash. In Parshiyos, he says, in the Parshas Atei has a separate list, Parshas Mishkan, V'chol Kelub, V'shem Ramor, Big Di Esrod, Kiddush Kohanim, V'chinuch Mizbeach, Parsh Shem Ramish, Teres Asam. It's Parshas. If you remember, the Ram, the Bahag has Parshas, even Nogay the Tumah. And that's the way the Ram says he deals with Parshas, the things which he really can't put into Kum Vaaseh. So why can't he put into Kum Vaaseh? Because he held it was Akadoma. And in fact, more so, the Reim, who doesn't count the Parshias of the Halachas Gedolos, does not have in his Minyan HaMitzvahs a mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. And I would tell you that's the Pshat, because it's only a Hakdoma.
But he ignores the Sifri.
What?
He ignores the Sifri that the Rambam based himself on and saying it's a mitzvah.
I can't tell you. We have the same problem in the Halachas Gedolos about the Gemara in Makis, about the first. Okay, good. I'm not trying to, you know, whatever. I'm just telling you that's what, okay, so that's what he's coming with. And the emes is, the Rambam himself says that. In Cherish Yud, he says at the end, V'omno zechalnuhu v'oralnu olo b'avur kikvato boi Rambam gamkein umano ksas hakidomois ha-mitzis ima mitzis atz b'shtei mitzis. Kono shiz boye mishi yovin minyin ha-paushiois shezocha Reb Shimon ka'aira zal who v'chol mishinim shechachov mizrichei ha-paushis b'minyonim. And he was ready to accept paushis in hakdomis. And that's the Rambam's arguing over here. And that's what he quotes, the Sifri. First, the two arguments, the logical argument, and then the argument of Sifri, that this is not the proper approach. Okay? Now, next. So now, then he says like this. Ukvar bi'alnu, this, he's referring back to Shoresh name also, Shezeh ha-klal, zeh ha-klolus, this mitzvah, the sum of this mitzvah, the osli mitosh, kolel chalokim, ushe ha-meneira va-shulchon va-mizbech v'zulosom, kulam heim mechalke ha-mitosh. And that's the Ram Shita, not like the Ramban, in Asei Lamagimel, that all these kelim are part of the mitzvah of Yosel Mikdash. Okay? V'akol Yikri Mikdash. So to me, akol Yikri Mikdash, that the when you talk about the Mikdash, you're talking about the Mizbech and the Meneir. Akol Yikri Mikdash. Okay? And I think that akol Yikri Mikdash is the Matiki Ashmur. They called it Mikdash. Oh, they called it Mikdash. That's a Gaidach part of it. That's L'chay what he's trying to sell here, okay? Here, the Rav has a piece in yes, a grid. Probably it's a grid, or maybe the Gramba grid. I remember working at many Kimunim. I think Gramba grid also it's there, I think. He basically says, this started out like this. He found the Ksav Yad Berlin, okay, that the Rambam base of Bechira says Shiva Kalim. This basically, if you look at the regular Franco Rambam, this is the, this now is like Kilo, the Poshib Shat in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. But they found the Ksav Yad Berlin, okay. So I remember, and I'll leave you with this. I remember, we want to hear this, okay? He said, I don't know if you heard it from the Seder or something. I'm not sure exactly how he said it. But that the Rav, because I remember I asked the Rav about Ksav Yad Berlin, because Machachovsky mentions it, okay? So I said, do you have separate access? No, everything was there was from me. So, I don't remember, I think Moshe told me this, that there were three notebooks that the Rav sat down systematically throughout Mishneh Torah, three notebooks of Shinui Nuschos, okay? And he's working on it. And he claimed, I think this is what Moshe told me, that Father Damleshin said, what are you wasting your time? And Kilu, he forgot about the whole thing. And there's no... there's no zecha of these notebooks, and it certainly was not in the hand. You know, we don't know exactly what it is, or how it is, but that's the scoop. Okay. So, whatever it is, but this Shiva Kalim made a big deal that the Zayin Kalim are part of the Guf HaMikdash, and he had another big deal that he asked why not the Kalim which are mentioned in Parshas Truma, the Kli HaShulchan. They're not part of it. Okay? And he said, why? Because you need, there's a separate din of Mekayimam. And that is what I, and he quoted the Mechilta, the Amalti Aleichem Kilu, that Karmashane, and the Ramban, and the Aseh, and the Lav, and the Shochar Rav, that the Kosher Amalti Yishomeru, that it's Mishana Mokom Akelim. And I think the Mokom for this is the end of this Rambam. Oops. Didn't come out the list. You have the last page? Just give me a page. Give me a link here. Here, it says like this. It says at the end here, and you leave it like this, it says, V'chein nisbaru teo ha-meneiro v'ashucha mizbeich hazov u'mokim ha-nochosom be'eichal. And that, look, there's a Pesach HaShem Mikdash. We can talk more about this, but that's the short. The Rav has a piece on this. Hatzlocha Rabbah. Feilin Chanukah.